Thank you, sweet baby Jesus, for another beautiful day at Bose, Texas. It's Samantha here to coach and consult you, being raw, real, upbeat, and very straightforward. The goal is to guide you to be the most authentic, beautiful version of yourself with an organized routine in your business, living well with healthy boundaries, and sharing resources for you and your team to study to be focused and productive. Today, I want to talk about creating content calendars. And I'm not talking about content calendars as far as like your social media posts or your stories. None of that is what I'm referring to. I'm referring to your community content and what it is that you plan to do to connect consistently and communicate effectively. How are you going to use what you have to accomplish things to get you to where you want to be? The community connection part is really, really important, and we'll get to that here in just a minute, but your franchise basically puts a lot of work into the franchise developers create this content, right, to keep the brand consistent. So that message is going to stay very clear. There's going to be no room for questioning as far as what does this brand stand for. It's all very thought out and planned out, and it's your job to take that content that's been created and create a calendar for your locations or location, depending on how many you have, to keep that consistency going, but to put it out within your community. Because having it is great. Like if you have a bunch of flyers, you have a bunch of handouts, you have great social media posts, but you're not doing anything with them, it's pointless. And I see a lot of franchise owners that will purchase all this stuff and it literally sits in cabinets. Like I'll walk into their franchise and they've got these like cards that whatever, you know, they bought them for an event or there was a certain promotion, whatever. And they're just sitting there. And it's like, and some of them don't even have expiration dates, which that's a whole nother topic. But it's like, well, what are you doing in your free time? Like there's ways to connect and we've got to figure that out. So we got to plan ahead. We got to be prepared because in order to be productive, that's just what you got to do. And you can accomplish more with less. Believe it or not, you can do that. It's not always going to be in paying for the billboard down the road. Yes, people may pass. They may or may not. If they're good drivers, they're probably focused on the road. But that is not what you should be relying on. You need to be relying on the connection and the communication and that consistency across the board. So let's take, for example, you have social media and you want to connect. Okay, I recommend connecting with 4 to 10, that is such a random number, I know, but 4 to 10, depending on where you're at, what kind of time you have or your team has. But even challenge your team to do the same thing, to connect with 4 local businesses, professionals, or just people within your community. Number one, letting them know who you are, what you stand for, and how they can connect with you. Number two is knowing why and where you're going to go to do these things. And sometimes it's not even a matter of going, you know, it's a matter of getting on your phone, sending a message on Instagram and saying, hey, just want to let you know we're over here. Here's what we have to offer. Send them the picture of whatever content has been created for the current promotion. Any gift giving options that you might have. If there's like a run, another thing you could do is connect within your community. If they've got like a big race coming up and you're a fitness studio, you could provide handouts for them and then maybe you provide a discounted rate or if you do, you know, first session free, give those to them so they can put them in their little swag bags. Those are little things that I know your franchises, most of them have taught you to do. Whether you're doing it or not is up to you. And that's kind of where I come in is as your coach and consultant, I'm going to push you to do those little things because those little things add up to the big things. And you don't get from point A to point B without doing all of those little things. And it's really, really important that you are connecting with a solid, solid foundation and reaching out to your community. So if you are struggling with a content calendar, content plan in general, being able to be prepared, learning to prepare your team, learning to prepare yourself and doing little things every day, you will see. It may not be the rush of Instagram followers that you were initially looking for, but you're going to start to see that you will become different from all the other people that are doing the same thing, sitting inside of a building and not connecting. So email me, my email is info@bosetexas.com. I can give you my info too, if you want. But you can also message me on Instagram at Bose Texas. I'd love to connect with you. I would love to even just sit down for an hour. I do consulting, an hourly rate is available, and just sit down with you, see where you're at and see where we need to go, and then put that calendar together. There's package deals that you can look into as well. But we can go through all that. So if you're a franchise owner that's struggling, or just maybe not even struggling yet, but you kind of see like, ooh, we're just not pushing ourselves to that level that I know we're capable of, reach out to me, because I'd love to schedule a time to meet with both you and your team. So again, my email is info@bosetexas.com. Much love.